On Friday's page one, exporting danger. Countless used batteries from the U.S. are going to Mexico to have lead removed and recycled. That's creating health risks. The European Central Bank cut its interest rate for a second month, but said it was not prepared to print money. It also doesn't want to use the International Monetary Fund as a conduit for buying bonds. And in this country, the recession has survivors turning to cremations over burials. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says lead from car batteries junked in the U.S. is poisoning Mexicans, including school children. The lead in the batteries is taken out using methods that are illegal here. Times reporter Elizabeth Rosenthal went to the town of Naucalpan de Juarez, where batteries are recycled at a plant known as Industrial Modelo.
Some of the lead extracted at plants like Industrial Modelo heads to China, where it feeds an expanding car market. This plant recently relocated to another location, but lead contamination here can last for years. Lead causes neurologic and developmental problems in children. It's a huge problem in this town because the elementary school is actually on the same block as the recycling plant. When I visited the schoolyard, I knelt down and collected a small soil sample to take back for testing in New York. What I discovered was that that sample actually contained 2,000 parts per million of lead. That's five times the limit that would be acceptable in the United States.
Times reporter Elizabeth Rosenthal. Going into the Euro summit in Brussels, the European Central Bank sent chills through the financial markets. The Dow Jones Industrials lost nearly 200 points after the bank said there was no plan for large-scale purchases of European government bonds, as many traders had hoped. The Dow also lost ground on reports that Germany had rejected some proposals for easing the crisis in Europe. The bank did cut its interest rate for the second month in a row, and it's also expanding emergency funding. But those amounted to small steps, and a rescue is looking less and less likely. Facing possible large-scale protests, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin accused Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton of inciting unrest in Russia. Putin said she'd sent a signal spurring protesters to action after Sunday's parliamentary elections, which were widely condemned as fraudulent. Putin also said millions in what he called foreign money have flooded in to influence Russian politics. Times reporter David Hershenhorn says Putin's comments seem to shut off the Obama administration's efforts to reset the relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Times reporter Kevin Sachs says cremation is on the increase. Funeral directors say the economy has people looking for less expensive options. 41% of Americans are now cremated. That's nearly three times the number in 1985. Cremations will overtake burials by 2017 if current trends hold. Times reporter Jennifer Steinhauer says Democrat-on-Democrat warfare is back in the Los Angeles area. Redistricting has two popular congressmen running for the same seat. Representative Brad Sherman says the campaign has taken a toll on his friendship with Representative Howard Berman. They're facing off in what's likely to be the nation's most expensive House primary. At the end of September, Berman had $2.2 million in cash on hand. Sherman had $3.7 million. Also on Friday's page one, a look at how GM Chief Executive Daniel Akerson is shaking up inbred company traditions. For generations, GM executives prized conformity and predictability. Akerson makes no apologies for his outspoken style. It's been on view as GM has faced down a federal investigation of its Chevrolet Volt plug-in hybrid. GM has defended the Volt's safety. Akerson even said GM would buy them back. That left other GM officials scrambling to say it was a goodwill gesture and denying Akerson was setting policy as he went along. Inside Friday's Times, Newt Gingrich still finds time for book signings. On Saturday in Des Moines, he'll squeeze one in before a televised Republican debate. Mitt Romney also has a book out, but his campaign says he's never sold it while stumping. Some Republican strategists say Gingrich shouldn't be generating personal income during campaign trips. Differences over tactics and strategy are dividing the factions opposing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This comes as Assad is stepping up the crackdown inside Syria. The rebel Free Syrian Army is orchestrating attacks from a refugee camp in Turkey. It's at odds with Syria's main opposition group, which wants the rebel army limited to defensive maneuvers. Here in New York, the George Washington Bridge needs the bridge equivalent of a hip replacement. The 592 suspender cables are well past their prime. The agency that runs the bridge wants to start on a billion-dollar overhaul. It's going to be slow-going. Removing more than three of the suspender cables at one time could destabilize the roadway that carries cars and trucks across the bridge. China is planning a weekend celebrating 10 years in the World Trade Organization. That's helped turn China into the world's largest economy after the U.S. Times reporter Keith Bradshaw says the rest of the world may want to spend the weekend thinking about the $49 microwave oven and the $85,000 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The microwave is exported from China. The Grand Cherokee is exported from the U.S. Chinese taxes and tariffs almost triple the price. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.